Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Crisscross applesauce, motherfuckers. Is that good?
What's cracking, my peppers?
No.
What's up, my friends?
How y'all?
Happy holidays, my hoes.
Ooh.
Happy holidays, my hoes is more on brand, I guess. I was
hoe in the best possible sense.
I liked that, Kate.
I mean, speaking of hoes, I was actively fighting to not open by talking about the nightmare come of another elected American official after our chat.
And yet here we are.
Mitch McConnell. Yeah. I know. Mitch McConnell and his spider web ejaculate. Anyway,
we have
a Q&A episode today.
Yeah. A Q&A, and also, though, we're going to start. Yeah. All right, guys, backing up. Last episode of 2020.
Okay.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Last episode.
We got through it together and so
somehow.
On.
We thought it might be fun, Cody, to hop in Cody's time travel machine.
You have permission.
And go back to the beginning, the very beginning, episode number one, and revisit our predictions.
It's not even number one. It's the trailer, I think.
Mm. Way back to the trailer and revisit our predictions. So, Cody, could you
permission
please
granted
take that
do us
key
the honor?
And just slide it into the ignition.
And fuck you. I can't believe I'm even asking for it. Here we go. Disgusting.
This is way more enjoyable without sound.
Yeah, I don't know what. Was this about the pooping themselves?
I don't know.
So someone's bug cum. I don't know.
You're talking about Nancy. Oh, sorry.
Katie.
Whoa, what is this?
We are back in time. Look at everything's fine. We're all healthy. We're into the studio together. Isn't that nice?
Yes, the healthy
it's so nice
year
to be back
2019.
Get some snacks.
Up in windows. So many snacks.
Poison room, is that you?
God, is that some fermented creamer?
There's a dog on the ceiling.
Ow, was that a bagel that hit me in the face? Fuck you, Robert.
Jesus Christ, Robert. We're having fun.
I miss these good old days.
So Daniel queued up our predictions, and Sophie, you're going to do us the honor of playing those predictions for our ears.
So this is the predictions that we made for the 2020 election back in 2019, before the shit show went down. Here it is, guys.
In in the before time. I think for this little mini episode thing that we're doing, what would be neat is for us all to drop our predictions for the 2020 election. So each of us has come prepared with a prediction for something we think there's a better than 50% chance we're going to see before, you know, election night 2020.
Yeah.
So
who goes first? Yeah.
I'll start it off since this was my cunning plan. I think this election, at some point in this election, live on television, one of the candidates is going to soil themselves. I think this is the election where that happens for the first time. I think there's at least a 55% chance of that.
I mean,
that's what I'm looking out for.
And it'll be Biden.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you thinking, like first half of the year, second half of the year? Because if it's primary stuff, it's like, all right, it'll, you know, Biden probably. And but who knows?
I mean, if I got to call my shot, it's going to be first half of the year because there will be more potential people who could lose control of their bladder and bowels.
Because also, I will just throw this out. Who's to say that it hasn't already happened? Who's to say that President Donald Trump hasn't himself, while we've all been watching him talk? We have no idea. Have you seen the way he stands? He stands like he's wearing a diaper.
Well, I mean, his pants fit like he's wearing a diaper.
Exactly.
I mean, we did see him with that toilet paper stuck to his shoe. We don't know what happened before
that. We don't know. Oh, that's so close. We're getting so close.
So close.
Katie, I think we kind of do know what happened before that.
Yeah, we know exactly what happened there.
Okay, Katie, you want to go?
Well, I took my predictions a little bit more literal about what terrible thing will happen. And I don't know. I think maybe Donald Trump will launch a nuclear weapon at China or Iran.
Or a storm.
Or a storm. That's the better option. He's going to launch a nuke at a storm.
And or the moon.
To try to divert it into Alabama to prove that he's been right all along. At the time of this recording, he's talking about Alabama a lot.
Alabama.
He's going to miss, and it's going to blow up Alabama. Thanks, guys. We really got there on my prediction.
Yeah. So my prediction, someone running for president soils themselves in public. Katie's prediction, the president launches a nuke at something.
But now it's at Alabama on accident.
And now it's at Alabama. Wow, that is a called shot, Katie. Bold move.
Very specific.
How about you, Cody?
So I cycled through some, and I was going to go the war route a little bit, like some sort of invasion. He's going to invade something, but I think he's actually going to save that for if he's reelected, because he knows it'll be damaging to him for a lot of his
supporters. At war, he might get easier reelection.
Oh, if we're like at, yeah, but I think he knows that, like, if he's aggressive and he does the invasion, then I think it'll hurt him.
Yeah.
Tucker told him that one time.
Sure,
and
yeah.
I think he took it to heart. I do think he's going to start complaining about cultural Marxism on stage at some point. but I think, like, my prediction of what we'll see, I think we'll see his dong.
Ooh. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You know, I made that call back in 2018 that I thought within a year we were going to see the president's wang, and it hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. I was wrong about that. And I'm a kind of pundit who will admit when he has been wrong about the president's penis.
That's why we respect you.
Someone,
we do still have months.
We have so many months.
Whoever dressed them for, what was it? Not the White
dressed
House.
Dressed them? Are you talking about them. His balls?
No. Clothed all of them. You remember what were they? Oh, they were visiting the Queen Elizabeth, and they wore those tiny, the wrong dinner jackets, and they looked ridiculous. And I'm positive that whomever gave them the outfits was, you know, goofing them. And I want whomever that person is to just, you know, not tell him that his fly's down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's possible.
Well, guys, we've come up with a pretty fascinating list of predictions here. I think they will all come true.
And that's
nice job, guys.
So I would say that at least personally, I should have adjusted to either candidate's dong, meaning, you know, some dong would be revealed. We got to see Hunter Biden's.
We did.
So,
we did.
Oh yeah, you can see Hunter Biden.
Oh, I missed that.
Like, oh yeah, it was part of the whole. Go check it out.
Hunter Biden dong.
From what I understand.
Thank you for saying
image
what
search.
Up,
yeah, we did see Hunter Biden's dong.
Yeah.
Do you guys
close,
remember my prediction?
Rudy Giuliani farted in court, so that's like
that
a little
was
close to
pretty
starting.
Close. Yeah.
And we saw. I mean, there's a video of Biden possibly farting from May 27th. So we did have a first half of the year that might have met that bill, and then
we
of
got
course,
an
we had
un-
Rudy.
Yeah. We got an unfortunate outline of Mike Pence's penis when he was getting the vaccine.
Sure.
There you go.
Really bad pants. That was unfortunate.
We did get a solid dong. shot.
We didn't get a nuke launched at China, but we've gotten a lot of vitriol launched at China. And China apparently is shooting off rockets to control the weather. So
that's great.
That wasn't on my prediction.
I mean, do you guys remember my prediction? Because I was mostly right and we didn't include in that.
What was your prediction? I don't remember.
That Trump would not participate in debates.
Hmm.
I was kind of right.
You got
one third, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. Did they do dueling town halls or did just Biden do a town hall? I forget.
They did dueling town halls.
They did that horrible, not helpful for anybody dueling town hall situation.
Yeah. No, that did that. That meant nothing. Yeah, it's fun. I guess we got half a prediction right. None of us called the global plague. So,
no, did not see that one.
That's
coming.
One on us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
But our bad.
Neither did Jake Tapper. So what do you want?
That's true. That's true.
What do you fucking want?
Yeah.
You know?
Come on, Jake. Get it together.
I mean, look, our name was prediction enough, right? Can we just accept the fact
we
that
we got that one right?
The premise of the show in general worked out.
Yeah.
In our favor.
We called this was going to be the worst year of most of your lives. And I think it probably has been.
Yeah. So far.
You guys looking forward to 2021 when everything is magically better?
Yeah, I think it might be even worse.
I am wearing my very cursed 2021 best year ever shirt I got for $5 from Target.
Dare you,
oh,
Sophie?
That's a bad idea.
It's
Sophie.
Be.
It was just asking for it.
It was from the children's section and $5.
Yeah,
so
because
cursed.
no one else wanted to take that bait, Sophie.
Woo woo! It's also really big, shiny, glittery font.
It's just perfect for any occasion. that was fun.
Aww.
How young?
Should we go
impressionable
back to the
we were?
Also young.
Yeah.
Cody, take us back to the present so we can answer these goddamn cues.
And A's.
Yeah, give us a time machine noise, Cody.
Oh, I love taking.
I can't even hear it. That's good.
Yeah, I can't even hear it either.
Thank God.
Daniel, you're gonna have to really bump the gain on this.
Okay.
It's supposed to sound like
back.
Mike Pence's wang slapping around inside of his thighs. Sorry, what?
Don't be sorry. There we go. Katie knows.
This is a better.
It's,
there we go.
I'm sad.
Perfect.
All right. Well, it's
are you,
still
if
fucking,
anybody's still with us.
Yeah, it's still 2020. It's still the worst year ever. And we have some cues to drop from you.
Yeah,
and
put some cues in our A's.
Yeah, it's going to happen. All right. First question comes from at Mont Henry Nitley. I appreciate when people capitalize letters in their Twitter handles.
It's quite a name.
I'd like it. How long do you think this stretch of worst year ever will take? Has it not been the worst year ever? Will it ever be? It's a great question.
I mean, I think it's the worst year in recent memory for sure. I mean, obviously, if we're being literal about it, you know, there were a couple of world wars in there. There was a worse plague. There were some revolutions that didn't go well, you know. Yes. Of the lifetimes of the people listening to this, 2020 is for sure a contender. And I think most of the things that we all hated about 2020 are going to continue into 2021, except for hopefully the plague. I hope not the plague.
It will continue, but maybe not all the way through to the end of 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the plague is continuing for a while.
Yeah. And there's that British variant or whatever
mutation. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you guys missed this. There's a mutation making its way around the UK.
Hell yeah, there is.
That spreads much faster, and we do not know at this time if it.
Let's not talk.
Can
about
be treated
it.
By it's, the vaccine, but we don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know. It, but I do know. I'm going to talk about this, Sophie. I'm going to say that we have not paused travel from the UK.
I know.
No, we haven't. Why would we do that?
Why would
they're not
we?
Chinese?
Why would we do that?
And like I was talking,
like all of Europe has done.
Of Europe, everyone, even Ireland.
I love you, Ireland.
No, I mean, let's not say even Ireland. They've been looking for an excuse.
They've been
for a
looking
while.
For an excuse, but I'm just saying, part of the UK, all of it, they're not.
Yeah, I mean,
if Ireland had paused English immigration about 700 years ago. Yeah.
I don't like a new virus. We don't need that shit.
I say that with no shade to Ireland because I am Irish and I love Ireland. Yeah, and way to go, Ireland. Keep Irish. Those Brits out.
Yeah, keep them out.
Another question, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like I was talking to Hanrahan and he says they're only in like tier two when he is. You got a potential like nuclear another thing and you're only in tier two. All right, sorry.
It's barely 70% more transmissible.
I'm so depressing. All right. Shiver,
it's barely a whole lot worse.
At Shiver says, what's one event from the last year that you wish you'd had more time to cover on the pod? That's a great question.
Mm. Oh, that is a good question.
It's all a blur.
Oh, boy. The Armenian
That's what crisis, I was going
to
say.
The war with Azerbaijan, you know? Azerbaijan, I would have liked to actually.
Eventually had a journalist on Even More News to talk about it, and he's been on the ground there for a long time. But unfortunately, a lot of you guys didn't respond to that because it was our lowest episode download-wise. So go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the joy of reporting on wars that worthy of notice is don't involve Americans.
Yep.
Americans don't listen.
I learned a lot from that conversation myself. You know, I would also say all the other black men and women murdered by police in the wake of this summer's Black Lives Matter protests, that just seems to continue to be a footnote in the news every week because there's so much going on. And we try to do it, and we try to at least always mention it on Even More News and in this show. But it's unfortunate, and something that I deeply regret is that we haven't had enough time to properly focus on that.
How about another one? Yes, no, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, Cody didn't answer it.
But
at Chef Morgane says, if Bernie had won the nomination, do you think Trump would take this transition better or worse?
Worse.
Same.
I don't know.
Probably worse.
Yeah.
Probably would have been another synagogue shooting, to be honest.
It would be a lot easier for him to make the same attacks that he's attacking Biden for,
but,
like the socialism. Yeah.
And just might get people, it just might have put him over the edge in terms of having people rise up. I don't know. Not that I want Biden as the president.
I would have preferred Bernie, but Trump definitely would have gone off the rails much harder.
Unless, 100%. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he would take it harder, but also, depending on the results, right? Because even if Biden won even more, it'd be harder for him to do what he's doing. I guess that would be my answer, too. The coup stuff, I kind of wish we covered a little bit more.
It
was kind of in the background because it's like, hard. What a silly man, but
because you don't really. Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
I was just gonna say we've seen some bad coups this year, but our own coup might have been even worse than the Venezuelan one. At least they got into a gunfight with some fishermen, you know.
Yeah.
They lost that gunfight.
In terms of the coup, I've mentioned this on the show before. It's hard because you're watching this unfold and. You see that it doesn't have legs. You see it's not, but it does have other kinds of legs that are also very terrifying and detrimental.
No,
to
it's
the
shattering
long,
the country in ways that we will never recover from, for sure.
The long-term longevity of us as a nation. But it's coupled with just being done with the election and all of it. It just is a perfect storm of foolishness.
Yes.
We probably should have covered it more.
It's good.
Yeah. And he's scrambling
now,
too.
I think that's
where
I land.
All right.
Yeah.
At Anna C. Fordham says, is there anything you expected would happen in 2020 that hasn't happened?
The dong stuff.
Nuking a storm
the dong
over
stuff.
Alabama.
Yeah, thank you, Cody. I expected the dong stuff.
I'm truly shocked no one shit their pants on the debate stage.
Oh, they did.
I am.
They did.
That, we
that gives me hope in democracy, Katie.
It gives me hope in diapers.
It doesn't.
Also,
we still have new lows to sink to.
Yes.
When did Joe Biden's eye explode?
Oh, but right. That was a debate.
Was that this year?
Oh, God. That was 2019, right?
Was it 2019?
No, that wasn't a debate, I think.
No, it was. I think it was January or February. Oh, God. I forgot about that.
Like, to be honest, the thing that I most expected to happen that didn't happen, that I'm gladdest didn't happen, is I thought there was going to be a mass exchange of gunfire at a protest between two different armed sides. That goes to
this next question, Robert. That's from @fearturnup that says, what was your worst prediction for 2020 that came true? So that's something that did not happen. But what's something that came true? I was like,
U.S. troops in American cities to clamp down on unrest.
Yep, that would be it.
Yeah. We saw a lot of that this year.
We did see a lot of that.
They wound up all over the damn place.
Ramped up, yeah. Still going on.
Yeah.
That the election would be brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a bad year. That it would be a bad year.
That it would be about as bad as it can be.
And nobody would enjoy it.
I called Kyle Rittenhouse. Glad about that.
It seems like it's about time for us to take an ad break.
Oh, yeah, Katie.
Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Here we go.
Oh, Robert, Jesus fucking Christ. No.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
And we are back from that fun break. For more fun questions, Sophie, fire away.
This is coming from this person's name is Ian, and they made their handle @historyian. Sorry, I love a pun. That made me so happy. Favorite movies to watch at the end of the year? It's a great question.
I don't know. What's a movie?
I watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy at the end of the year every year. Yeah, that's since.
Are you not bored of it yet?
No, it's like a thing that like my brother and I used to do.
That's cute.
Back in the day.
I don't know. I don't have a traditional movie that I watch at the end of the year.
Sound of Music. Anybody?
I don't either. I do a Star War or two, maybe. Mm-hmm.
You wore some stars a little bit.
Yeah,
Star War.
Probably less these days because, like, it's exhausting.
Yeah. I frequently will watch Home Alone around Christmas. Aww. Or a Die Hard. I'm not a big Christmas movie person, but, you know, I'll do one of those.
My mom and I do It's a Wonderful Life, even though it's depressing.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You should watch it.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's long, but it's fine.
It did not do well when it came out.
Right there, you told me it's fine, it's long. Not going to see it.
It only became popular after they started.
Bad press, you're right, Katie.
I've got so much TV to get through that's just taking all of my time.
Netflix, chill, bro. Robert?
Yep. I watch White Christmas most years. Danny Kaye, Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
That's good.
A little bit racist.
Batman Returns.
Well, I was going to say a little bit racist, but fair enough.
A little bit racist, but in a subtle way. Yeah.
What was I going to say? I got another one that's also a lighthearted question. This is from @gal_mad_. Fair enough, first of all, to that handle. What is your favorite holiday food and or holiday tradition?
Oh, so many that I can't get to this year.
Thanks
for
the best part of
my holiday tradition is seeing my family.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of everything we've lost. I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah,
favorite
no one's
holiday
ever
tradition, favorite holiday food. I don't even know where to begin. Seeing family, shopping with my mom. We always go. Okay, on Christmas Eve. My grandma was born on Christmas, but she always celebrated on Christmas Eve, and that's a big tradition in our family, is to go out and have a very fancy dinner out. It's a big part of our thing. And after my grandma died, we just continued doing it. I will very much miss that this year. And whenever we would come home every year, my mom would give us our Christmas Eve gift, which is pajamas to wear on Christmas Eve. And she did send me a Christmas Eve gift, so I will still be continuing that tradition. Mm. And as for food, the first answer that comes to mind is a box of See's Candy Nuts and Chews. Can't go wrong with nuts and chews.
Nope.
So, so good. Guys?
Yeah. Minty Candy's mother cookies.
Yeah. Your mom makes good cookies.
Mom makes good cookies. Various warm Italian type meals. Delicious. Realizing that two movies we usually watched are Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas and Jim Henson's The Christmas Toy. And then usually some like home movies, not the cartoon home movies, but like
your own home
our home movies. The parents love putting those on. And then, you know, getting a drink with high school friends when been back in town. I don't know.
Man, you really look sad at the end of that sentence, thinking of all the things you're not going to get to do.
Nah, I'm going to.
Instead, you can have a social distance hang with me.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas by myself.
God damn it, Cody. That completely scans. Well, I don't watch Jug Band Christmas. I strictly go out far away from civilization and cook various kinds of birds in various
in the
kinds
ground.
Of fires.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still going to do that this year because I can do it without getting close to people. And in fact, you know, being completely in the goddamn middle of nowhere. I also like to have a hot tub near me during the holiday.
Ooh.
That's it, really. I'm a simple man.
That's nice.
Not even much of a family guy
in
terms of the holidays.
If you are you like a hot tub, do you like a bath? Do you like a bathtub? Are you a bath guy?
I don't fit in bathtubs.
You don't fit in bathtubs.
I'm too tall. Unless it's like a very large bathtub,
you might
I'm
fit
just
in
too
my
tall,
bathtub.
So hot tubs are my only chance. That would be great. I love hot baths, but it's very difficult for me.
My bath somehow in this rental is a jacuzzi tub. It's got jets. So ooh. You guys are, it's not the same. It's not the same. Everybody going, ooh, it's not. There's something about being outside with a cold breeze to offset the jets, but... Mm-hmm. It's a nice situation. Anyway.
Oh, I'm playing D&D this weekend. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I miss D&D.
Who doesn't?
That would be good.
Who doesn't?
This is from Yoti the Elf. They have a coyote as their picture. I appreciate that. What gives you hope for the future?
Everybody listening to this podcast and everybody who speaks on this podcast and...
puppies.
Joseph Robin Biden Jr.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Cody.
Okay. That's interesting, Cody. Yeah.
Gives me hope for the future. Ugh.
Ugh. Katie, I love that that you just gave us.
What gives me hope for the future? I think the level of engagement that we saw in people this past year, I expect there will be a significant amount of fall off, but some of you will stay engaged. That gives me hope. Nithya Raman winning city council here in Los Angeles gives me hope.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that this is depressing and dark. I don't know. No matter how bad it is, you get up and the next day starts again, mm-hmm. and you keep going. And that is, of course, until you die, which so many of us have this year. But this went off the rails.
You're doing great, Katie.
It does give me hope. When I come back to the fact, this too shall pass. It does. This moment shall pass. The next day will come. You figure it out. And I have dwindling amounts of hope in that, but I do have hope.
Yay.
Yeah.
The good things are possible. And we humans do a lot of bad things, but we can do some good things too. When the time comes.
We could. Maybe.
You never know.
Oh, also everybody's cute kid videos. That gives me hope.
Yeah.
That one's not fucked up yet. Maybe that'll be the one.
The vaccine gives me hope. Thank you, Dolly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm happy about vaccines.
I'm going to push back on Dolly real quick. She's Dolly Land open. I love Dolly Parton, too. She seems like a great girl, but she's had her Dolly Land amusement park open
Dolly
this
Parton
whole time.
Dolly Parton seems like a great girl is my favorite sentence.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That sucks.
So there is that.
Aww.
Anyway, Robert, your answer?
That's a bummer.
Dolly.
I was going to say, I mean, this might be a little bleak given the year, but the thing that always gives me hope in my darkest moments is the fact that, you know, all men die. And as long as all of the bad people are definitely going to die one day, then there's hope. You know, that's the thing that's happened to all of the other bad people in history is they all die. And it happens to all the good people, too. But, you know,
what about when we defeat death, though?
Yeah,
I don't support that. And
we're never going
to. I think that if we get a scientist close to life extension technology that would seriously do that, somebody needs to. You know,
I mean,
like a fertilizer. But okay, yeah, you know,
this has nothing to do with science, Robert, and everything to do with Horcruxes. But JK's canceled, so I also agree that we will not ever defeat death.
Yeah, there is a question asking, and I have to go back to find the person's handle that asked what Hogwarts house you guys think you'd be in.
I'm obviously a Gryffindor.
What
Hogwarts house you're in?
No, I might be a Hufflepuff.
I think I'm a Ravenclaw.
Chewbacca.
Probably a Hufflepuff.
I think it would be fun to organize the little elf guys to burn the school down.
The house elves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dobby.
Yeah, you're leader
they
of the house
have.
Elves.
The whole fucking castle down.
They should
the
have.
Hey, rest in power. Oh, that was from Dr. _ Phil _ EXP. That's hilarious.
I would be in Gloobery House.
That's not an answer.
Or Macho Hawk House.
I don't think Cody's taking this question seriously.
No, but Cody, this question's for you. It's from @Gelastic Cypher. They want to know when your album is dropping.
Next year, we're actually going to probably start releasing just individual songs before the incomplete album. But as soon as the year winds down, meaning the next 2 days, I'm gonna be hitting the, I guess, the instruments hard. Early next year is what we're shooting for. Thank you for asking. I also love music. Maybe I'll record a new version of the theme song for next year on January 1st.
Oh yeah,
everything's fine.
Welcome to the
everything's
best year
just
ever.
Fine.
Fine. Thank you, Joe Biden, for saving democracy by giving a $600 for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah.
That's what I'm cranky about.
I mean, you know, you can get for $600, less than $600, is a DeWalt battery-powered angle grinder with a diamond cutting blade.
Really?
Mm. You can get through a lot of stuff with that. That'll go right through rebar.
And I doubt that that's in the stipulations of how that money is supposed to be spent. Aren't there like stipulations on how they're supposed to spend the $600?
Somebody wrote at @basic_OBB wants to know how even more fucked are we for 2021, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. About as fucked as we were for 2020. Yeah. As I'm watching this, the guy who broke my hand and a bunch of other right wing vigilantes are shattering the door of the Oregon State Capitol to try to force their way in to scream at and threaten legislators with rifles. And it doesn't look like they're getting arrested. And they continue to assault press. And up in Olympia, Washington, 2 weeks ago, a guy shot a black 19-year-old in the belly during a protest, and the judge neglected to charge him with any crime. And I think that that's going to continue, and there will be no effective action taken against right-wing terrorists by the Biden administration, but probably there will be crackdowns on left-wing protesters. And I think that the right will become more violent and organized, and more people will get stabbed and shot, and that's going to be fun.
Did you see did you see the video of a bunch of shitty people in Phoenix going into a Target protest, like hundreds of them, being like, free our face, free our, fuck off.
Yeah.
Sorry, the guy kicking in the door got arrested. The people assaulting press and helping him kick in the door did not get arrested. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
not good enough.
Note. Yeah, it shoving this photographer around.
Yep.
Ahead, it seems like we're set up for things to get, to deteriorate in many, many different arenas in 2021. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of people will see their lives improving with vaccines and restrictions being lifted, et cetera, and will not be paying attention to the bad things that are happening around, which will make it worse.
Yes.
Some things will get a little better. That'll be nice. And also there'll be new exciting ways that things are bad.
True.
It'll be
maybe some of our 2020 predictions will finally come true.
Finally. Thank you. Oh God. What if Mayor Pete shits himself on stage? Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be real cute.
Former Mayor Pete. Thank you. Thank you, Sophie.
I got another question that is, from Yap. I think it's HAH_. I don't know how you want me to pronounce that, so I'm going to spell it. What are the best ways to help those in need right now as our government once again fumbles on providing aid? Yeah, you fucking suck.
Wait, what was the question again?
The question was, what are the best ways to help those in need right now as our government once again fumbles on providing aid? Because our government fucking sucks.
I mean,
I think community fridges and things like that, any sort of
water drop
thing
LA,
like that, mutual aid in your in your community and local things like that. Water drop, whatever, wherever you happen to live. I'd also say looking out for the eviction that we Robert, do you actually want to update on that we talked about last episode? It worked, right?
Yeah. So basically what happened in Portland is there was this family who was getting evicted from their house after a very confusing series of things happening. And a bunch of protesters built very extensive barricades around the house. It was like, I don't know, about a week or so that the barricades kept getting bigger and people kept putting in tire spikes and different like bunkers that were filled with like glass bottles to like huck at the police when they were trying to break through. And it was very, very, very impressive levels of infrastructure dedicated entirely to fucking up cop cars. And then the city got scared enough by the barricades that the mayor and the chief of police apologized to the family for some of their tweets threatening them. And a bunch of money got raised. And it also turns out that some of the members of the family were kind of creeps themselves, but like whatever, they don't deserve to be out on their fucking asses during a pandemic. It was a weird story, very complicated and messy, but also ended with people finding, I think, a pretty durable method of stopping evictions. So that's good.
So I do think that in answer to this question, that's an example of ways that you can help your community, you know, keep your eyes open for different GoFundMes. Jesus Christ, you know, that it comes down to that. But yeah, keep your eyes open for that, for community fridges, the different things that are happening on a local level. Also, you know, I was just talking with a friend who, you know, I asked if I should send a present for their child. And but then was like, oh, you know, they have a lot, you know, they probably have it covered. And he was gave the really great suggestion of, instead of that, why don't you donate to, and he gave me the name of a local organization that needs diapers and, you know, formula and stuff like that. Like, absolutely. So if there are ways, if you have money to spare, if there's something that's close to your heart, if there's something that inspires you, you know, I would start by looking in that direction.
We're going to go to a quick break, right, guys?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Just a little one, though, because I am loving this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
And we're back.
Oh,
back in the New York grooving. We're back. I'm the only one that knows this song.
We're
no, I brought
back.
It up before.
No.
Back
from
in the New York groove.
Space?
No, you guys have to go. This is my Christmas present to you, is to go look up Ace Frehley, Back in the New York Groove. It's a jam that is
right
hard
now.
To not smile.
I smiled when you sang it, Katie.
And maybe Daniel can play it for us at some point.
Yeah. Should we answer some more cues?
Oh yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking get another cue.
All right. I'm
Q-pill.
Dave Mall wants to know, what was the one part of your year that made 2020 bearable?
You guys?
That's my stock answer too.
Well,
you beautiful folks.
Oh, the fact that when you get PTSD a second time, it's not as bad as the first time.
Hey.
That's
confirm
nice.
This is accurate and very true. Oh, my God.
That's what I kept thinking when I was, like, melting down this summer. It's like, oh, this is so much better than the first time I got PTSD. This is way more survivable. I don't want to kill myself at all.
Yeah, second time. Third time is a little bit closer to the first time, but second time is definitely... Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get really, I felt really bolstered a different direction from that same time period, Robert, by the amount of people showing up for Black Lives Matter protests.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible and very moving. It didn't last that long. I understand why. There's lots of factors why. There's also lots of disappointing factors why. But that really did get me through this year, I think.
Puppies. Yeah. Yes.
Puppies.
Yeah. Whenever I would get too down and out, I would think about the time all those suburban moms and teenage anarchists with skateboards tore down the wooden facade of a federal courthouse in order to fight the heavily armed federal agents inside. And I think, you know, maybe we'll figure this out.
Yeah. Also, police station burned down, right?
People tearing down Confederate racist statues and, you know, all over the world.
Yeah.
That part, that is one of the clear victories. There's a lot less racism statues than there were this time last year.
That is like, something tangible we can point to.
Yeah.
Progress.
That's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
I appreciate all the people that like have created stuff that's been consumable and enjoyable on all different sorts of platforms that have helped with the void of time for the year.
Yeah. My non-political answer is music.
Yes, music.
I just played.
Oh, I'm not thankful for music.
That's what.
Robert, this question's for you. It's from @Phoenix Magefire. They say, can Robert stop predicting things in 2021? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert.
My prediction is that I will predict something for 2021 that you hate even more than the predictions that I was right about for 2020.
There's your answer.
He's right, folks.
You can't stop Robert from fulfilling his own destiny.
Yeah.
Which is
There's a good chance Joe Biden poops his pants again.
At some point.
I do think we've got a shot.
Again.
Before his term is up, absolutely.
Yeah.
In a way that we notice, not just the mm-hmm. how it's been going.
In a way that demands notice.
Yes.
@FixVerified wants to know, how do you guys find the energy to be creative and make things?
I don't know that we do.
I have a crippling caffeine addiction. Oh. And I don't sleep.
Yeah, coffee and weed. I don't know.
Puppies.
Also, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. Yes.
I like doing it, so I do it, I guess.
Yeah. It's a mix of I like doing it, and I've made so many sacrifices in my life in order to do the thing that I love for a living. I can never stop because I've given up everything.
You're in
else.
Too deep.
I'm in too deep. That's the key. It's like any addiction, right? If you're going to get really into heroin, you got to just trash all your relationships with other human people so that like it's just you and heroin.
Don't
and
follow that advice.
Don't follow relationship that shit. With heroin. Robert,
but point taken. Yeah, a mix of genuinely enjoying it. Genuinely, I actually have found comfort this year in all the work that we do, but there is also an element of wanting to please my parents.
Oh yeah,
that I can't deny. I have a sense of I don't want to drop the ball on things, so I don't let myself too often.
And I think I won't speak for you guys, but I like the people I work with, which is helpful.
Yeah.
I really like all the people I work with exactly one exception, and I'm not gonna say their name.
One exception
but I'll
for me
rhyme
as
it.
Tell
well.
Us later.
Schmody Flonson.
I'll also say I'll take
Why
this
would you
moment
talk about Globy like that.
I
want to say a sincere thing and a thank you to you guys here, you know, and also our team and Even More News. This year has been really hard, and I think we've done a good job of passing the baton a little bit when things were like, if one of us was having a hard time personally or an influx of everything, then somebody else kind of would step up and take lead, and vice versa. And I'm really grateful for that. I think that's that makes it possible to keep going, you know, that we can rely on people. Yeah. Anyway, end of sincere moment.
Thanks for that, Katie. Another news. @OrienFitz wants to know, where's the best place to build my apocalypse compound? I believe that's for Robert.
Yep.
Yeah, so here's the key. You want to be far enough, either high enough up or far enough west, like close enough to the northwest coast, that your risk of fire damage is low, but you need to be far enough inland from the coast that your risk of tsunami is also low.
Sure.
Either that or you just get to a high enough elevation where there's not enough brush to spread in a fire, but there's a decent amount of water. The problem with high elevation is that most crops don't grow there, right?
Right.
Like when you get too high up, there's some kinds of potato varietals that'll grow at elevation, but it's not easy. You know, you could do potatoes and you could get like some of those weird like Scottish mountain cows or the ones they have in the Himalayas, those cute little like stocky guys. But ideally, like, I mean, when I think about where I'm looking, it's kind of out close to the Oregon coast, but on a back of a mountain with a mountain between, you know, the area and the coast. So you've got the water, you've got the good growing climate. You're also protected from the Cascadian fault line and the tsunami that's going to come with it when it finally erupts. That's my calculations. There's other regions of the country, obviously, like there's chunks of Colorado and chunks of the Northeast. Maine is not a bad place to survive. A lot of parts of Canada that will hold out from what's coming longer than most in an environmental manner, at least.
And there's your very specific answer.
Wow. At Initiative of One wants to know, what moment made you go, are you fucking serious? Question mark, exclamation point, question mark. The most this year.
How do you even choose?
I think it was just when the president, like, after getting horribly sick and almost dying, very studiously very like very publicly took his mask
That's
off.
What I was gonna say.
It was just like, are you the fucking
defiant,
kidding me?
Yeah, the defiant like, don't need a mask move after catching the thing. Yeah, that was a little much from our big guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I truly can't even begin to answer. Rudy in the hotel room.
Four Seasons total landscaping, but in a fun way.
Oof, yep, there's a good one. Also, just the fact that 9 months later, people are getting sent $600.
Yeah.
Like a real big fuck you.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I agree, Katie. It's way too much. Like, what a bunch of Rockefellers here.
Like, what are we going to do with all that cash?
Yeah, exactly. Pay people have too rent, much money. On. That's the problem.
Pay a 3-year rent once.
That Candace Owens shit where she just decided to be unnecessarily awful. Again.
I can't even go down.
I can't
a
even
Candace
go
Owens.
Down
or,
it.
Actually,
I don't know because
you don't
want
to
go down a C hole.
I don't even have to be specific. You just
she
know.
She blocked me years ago.
I was
so
making a K hole joke. Oh, that's good.
At Honor A Estes wants to know, will the Biden administration get anything done? Anything good? That is like student loan forgiveness.
Certainly not that.
How much of student loan forgiveness? I mean, and for whom?
It will be, like all things Democrats actually accomplish, not completely useless, but not nearly what it needs to be. So, yeah, he'll forgive like $5,000 or $10,000 of 60% of people's student loan debt. You know,
or what it could
not
be.
Nothing, but like not much.
It's hard. What's so frustrating about that is that can be something that people point to. See, look, he's doing it. You're not doing nearly enough. It's not enough. Just like $600 isn't enough.
Well, the thing is, and we've talked about this since, but the way you get the thing that's like not quite good enough is that you ask for the thing that you definitely want and should get. You go for the farthest. You ask for the farthest thing away from you that you is the goal, and then you have to compromise and whittle it down from there. And the Democrats seem to love asking for the compromise beforehand. And then they have to whittle that down and down and down.
Yeah.
So whatever you're thinking of that they might get done, just whittle it down more and more. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
At Too Many Burbs wants to know, predictions for the best or worst grift in 2021. Oof. It's a tough question.
Looking forward to President Trump's new television network.
That was what I was going to say.
The Apprentice, going back to The Apprentice.
Yep, that's already been floated. I believe I saw that article. Best.
Yeah, however Trump is going to make money. I kind of look forward to Tim Pool trying to like skateboard with teens and make his like weird culture channel. about conservative politics, but for skateboarders or whatever he's trying to do. That'll be interesting.
The continuation of the narrative that the election was invalid.
Yeah.
And that Donald Trump won.
Yeah.
That will continue.
I'm curious about folks like, I didn't mention Tim, but like Dave Rubin is somebody who is such an amorphous blob of beliefs that I'm curious where that will go once, you know, well, now the Democrats are winning and winning, whatever that means. And once Trump's really, really, really passive, sad coup attempts definitely fail and he's gone. I don't know. The space will be interesting because a lot of folks just don't really believe in much, but they gotta get them clicks. So I'm curious where they go about doing that and how.
A simple question from at Chrysler J, 2021 or 2020?
Okay.
What's the question?
2021 or 2020?
I'm going to say 2021.
2021.
Yeah. Because it's a big unknown, and I already know this one was a fat load of shit.
It'll be, and like, you know, less pandemic is better than pandemic, right?
Unless we see what happens with this mutant supercharged mutation.
I mean, that pretty much is all the questions for.
Well, because also, so 2021, 2020 is also difficult because, like we said, like it'll be better in some ways and it'll be worse in other ways. New, exciting, different ways. The song is accurate. Everything's dumb and it's going to get dumber. And that's not going to change. That's forever.
That's just human nature.
That's the rest of all of our lives.
Yeah. We're not getting away from that. So it'll get dumber and worse, but...
Thank you guys so much for all the questions you submitted on Twitter. I guess I'll just end this with what are some personal hopes and dreams for next year for each of you, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hosts.
I want to talk to Ted Cruz on camera.
Oh, Cody, I would love that for you.
Oh, Cody.
That's
I want that for you as well, Cody.
Thank you.
And you know what? Dream big.
Thank you.
Right? Swing for the stars.
And music stuff and all and so on and music so forth. Stuff. My personal garbage.
I want to interview more interesting people. You know, that's something I didn't mention in this episode. Got to do more of that this year through the show and really enjoy it. What a great way to get to know people and their expertise, the areas of specialty. That and on a personal level, gosh, man, I hope that I can get some of this anxious tendencies in me under control. That's a personal goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in, you know, reintegrating mindfulness, because that really went out the window for me this year. Here I am with my sincere answers. But yeah.
Sincere's good.
Robert.
The year of sincere, 2021.
Jesus, Cody.
I'm sorry.
I just I'm gonna get my book out, have that actually out in the world for people to listen to or read, and I want to get like a fuckload of sheep, like way too many sheep.
I want both of those for you.
I'm gonna eat them all.
Oh, I'm less on board with that.
No, not into that. I was more into my dog chasing your sheep.
Oh, they're delicious.
Okay.
Oh my god, sheep liver. Oh,
Sophie,
fried.
How about you?
Shit, I didn't know I was involved in this part. I did say
that's
close.
Right.
Similar to Katie, I definitely would like to have less like PTSD, anxiety, insomnia next year. And then there's a lot of people who are very, very important to me who had really, really, really tough years this year, and I would like for things to get easier and better for a lot of loved ones. I'd like to see somebody like I'd like to see Mayor Garcetti and Ted Wheeler actually get punished for their horrible jobs they've done and other horrible.
That's not a personal goal unless you want to do the punishing.
I mean,
Sophie,
if I have to take one for the team,
she's going to get some like dominatrix gear
or
I don't know. I took it to a weird direction.
Yeah, whoa. Why, Katie? Why?
That's
I was okay. Excuse me. Do not judge. Purveyor of spider semen, disgusting sex-like time machine noises. You don't get to judge me making a light dom joke.
I know, but I'm the purest of the bunch.
You are the purest.
My time travel sounds are scientifically accurate. What do you?
They hurt my soul immensely. Not as much as Robert's Mitch McConnell's spider semen joke. So that just fucks me up.
I've done the research.
Yeah, I mean, the spider
Robert,
semen,
have you done
we
the
didn't
research?
Even talk about. Yeah, I have, and I also know who has paint chip semen in the U.S. Congress now, and I won't say it as a Christmas gift to you, but there's somebody in Congress whose semen is like dry paint chips.
Do they also have an eye patch?
That's too much information. No. I've been told that is more like, have you ever like poured yourself a bowl of cereal and then gotten out some milk because you're kind of still tired or hungover and you pour the milk into the cereal, but the milk has curdled. And so you get just like clumps of curdled milk in cereal.
No.
That's Dan Crenshaw's cup.
Okay,
great.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas, everybody.
He's a real one pump, one cream kind of guy.
Yeah. Dan Cumshaw. Yeah.
Oh, ooh, there
Look.
We go.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, okay?
Fucking final thoughts, anyone? No?
No.
Happy Honda days.
No.
We did it. You know what? My final thought is we fucking did it, and I'm proud of you
I
guys.
I love you guys so
I
much.
I am.
Well, we're close to having done it.
We're almost
love
there. Goddamn. We've got a couple week and a half.
It's only the 21st. So much could happen.
It's wild. I'm squeezing in the rest of my root canal procedure right after Christmas before the new year.
Brave.
This isn't a fun,
Very
isn't
brave,
a fun month
Katie.
For me.
Nailing it.
But we're almost through it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's end this show.
All right.
Let's end this show.
Thanks, guys.
Have a pretty good break, everybody.
Thank you all.
Have a
pretty good
break,
great
everybody.
Time.
I know it's the best break possible
this
considering everything.
This is our last
everything.
Episode of the year, people.
Yeah.
Talking about Dan Crenshaw's come. Dan Crenshaw's moldy milk come.
God damn it.
Fucking damn it, guys.
Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge the season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.